to Joe in Paul's Bow, who's calling us about, what are you calling us about, sir?
Hi, doctor. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks. I'm calling about Rife therapy, R-I-F-E. I guess it's supposed to be for cancer and founded by some guy a long time ago, Royal Rife. I wondered what you thought about it, how it works, and if there's any place you can get that kind of help.
That's the big problem, sir, but I'll get to that after a little bit. You're absolutely correct. It was a brilliant engineer by the name of Royal Rife in Southern California. He actually found a cure for cancer, and I am not kidding, because it was attested to by members of the faculty of the University of Southern California, all of whom had sent Royal Rife, who was an electronics engineer, not a doctor, but they were so impressed with him that they sent him patients who had cancer. And every one of the patients they sent to him, and by the way, it wasn't a large number, it was 12 to 15 patients, I forget where, somewhere in there, but every one of them was cured of their cancer. And if you would look in the archives of the Los Angeles Times, you would find that on one of those, and by the way, how do I know? Because it's pictured in a book, taken right, a photo of the Los Angeles Times newspaper. Right on the front page, a celebratory dinner, because Royal Rife had found how to cure cancer, and these USC physicians and Royal Rife all had this dinner, and it was talked about in the Los Angeles Times. Now, how it works, I could explain, but we've got a lot of people waiting. It does work, though. It cures cancer. What happened to it? Well, funny thing, but the manufacturing plant back in New Jersey that was making the Rife machine, as it was called, the beam array, why, it burned to the ground mysteriously. Imagine that. And then Rife had employed someone who was basically, what do you call them, a spy at the behest of some agency, and they got into disagreements, and Royal Rife came from an alcoholic family, and unfortunately the poor man drank himself to death. So what happened to his treatment? It worked. It was attested to by University of Southern California physicians. You can find it in the Los Angeles Times. What happened to his treatment is that another physician, a Dr. Ruth Drown, who took over some of his equipment, it took some pretty big equipment, this beam ray machine, why, my goodness, she had a bunch of people from guess which federal agency, I bet you can guess which one, break into her offices and smash all of her equipment with sledgehammers, and they put Dr. Drown in jail. So we have yet another record of a 20th century cancer cure published in the Los Angeles Times being smashed by public servants. You just can't have us curing cancer out there, can we? And I could go on and on about other suppressed cancer therapies, but I won't. Now, here's the problem, sir. After other physicians who had Rife's equipment, the beam ray machine, heard about what happened to Ruth Drown's equipment, why, they mysteriously didn't know where it was anymore. Funny thing. I guess they didn't want sledgehammers after their machines. So you can't get real beam ray equipment anymore. And I understand that there are people who say, we have the real thing out there, the real Royal Rife stuff. But you know what? I think if they did, they'd be smashed with sledgehammers again, because that same agency is still repressing cancer cures. So I cannot tell you about any of the current Rife treatments. I can tell you that when the real thing was available, it was commended by University of Southern California professors who had their patients cured. Okay, time for me to shut up.
Okay, doctor, I appreciate that. I guess I could go online and search a little bit, but I don't know where to look anyway.
You won't find it in our country, sir. We're not a free enough country to have beam ray machines out in the open.
Okay. As always, thank you so much, doctor. I appreciate it.
And thank you for calling, sir. And I'm sorry to get emotional, but it is so, so sad that there have been a number of proven cancer cures, and they've all been destroyed in one way or another.